Most exciting time of the year. Get to see you all every day. Get to be around my teammates every day. We're excited about this upcoming season. We're excited to be in Mankato for the Vikings' 50th season. We're ready to get started.
Teddy, what's the difference this year coming in as a starter as opposed to coming in as a rookie?
Well, I can say I have a year under my belt of playing experience, playing and Coach North Turner's offense, and I'm excited for this team this year. Like I said, I'm a year older, and I can tell you one thing, I'll know my way around Mankato much better this year. So I'm just glad to be back this year, ready to get started.
How much does it help you having a back like Adrian Peterson behind you this year? I mean, obviously you did pretty well without him last year, but it's got to be quite a boon for you having him back for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we're excited to have him back. You know, I'm excited to have Adrian back, Kyle Rudolph, Mike Wallace, all of us on the field at the same time. These guys, they put in work throughout the OTAs, and we're excited for the team this year.
In terms of just Adrian, having a running threat like that, how much is that going to help open up the passing game and keep defenses off balance?
Well, everyone around the league knows what Adrian is capable of doing, and I think he'll be a huge asset to this team. You know, he's already established himself in this league as one of the best running backs to ever play this game. So, everyone knows what he brings to the table, and we're excited to have him.
The distraction back being gone and having him here and taking care of his contract. And Greenway was just saying that leadership that he brings is something that many of the young guys are going to experience now, what he can do to a locker room.
Oh, yes. Adrian, he's probably one of the best guys you could get to know, even outside of football. But last year, there was a point where, I was struggling in training camp, and he told me, listen, young guy, there are going to be times where you struggle. No day is going to be perfect. You can't control the uncontrollable. Only focus on the things that you can control. And that's how hard you work, how much time you put in studying. And hearing those words from him last year, it still motivates me to this day. So he's a great leader. We're glad to have him back in this locker room. Glad to have him back on this team.
Teddy, Mike Wallace was telling us about the workouts you guys did down in Florida. I guess, do you feel like you two have made a lot of progress? I know it's only been a few months with him just joining the team, but do you feel like you've been able to kind of make up for some for that and get a lot of good work in?
Yeah, Mike and I, we were able to spend some time down in South Florida over the past 5-6 weeks. And we put in some quality work. And, Mike's a guy who's eager to be great. And to see how motivated he is to be great, it just motivates me. And he's a guy who excels, in his route running, catching the football. I just can't wait to get out there and compete in live action with them.
Some quarterbacks feel differently about doing these throwing sessions away. Some quarterbacks don't do it at all. Others do it more. I guess it seems like you've kind of gotten benefit out of it. Why do you like doing these throwing sessions, whether it was what you did in California or working with some of these other guys off-site?
The best part about that is, you're the coach. You tell the guys how you want a route to be ran, and the communication is so intact. And Mike may tell me, hey, I'm going to do this at the top of my route, so now I know to look for this when he's about to break on an in cut route or an out cut route. So there are a lot of benefits of working out outside of the coaching area or outside of the facility, and we just benefit a lot from it.
You're more confident in telling guys what to do,
if you take the next step
and if so, like when did that click?
Yeah, totally. It just comes over time. You gain that confidence. You can't just go out there and, be a rah-rah guy. You have to prove it on the football field first. And, I'm just one of those guys who lets my action speak for itself and let my play speak for itself. But I know that I'm in a position of leadership, and I'm not going to force it. The guys, we have great guys on this team who are great leaders. We talk about Chad Greenway, Limbaugh Joseph, Adrian Peterson, Mike Wallace. Those guys bring leadership to the team that makes me being a leader much easier.
A lot of prognosticators think you combined with Adrian Peterson is going to result in a very potent Vikings offense. Are they right?
You can't predict the future, but we have high expectations around here that we're not afraid of. So we're going to continue to just get better. We know that we have a long way to go. You talk about a team finishing 7-9 last year. That wasn't good enough. And if we play that way this year, it definitely won't be good enough. So we just have to continue to just take one day at a time. We can't look too far ahead down the road and just try to perfect each day.
You just talk about how hard of a worker you are and then about how hard of a worker Mike Wallace is. Do you think that kind of relationship further benefited from both of your work ethics?
Yeah, this team just has a group of men who love to work. And each day, you know, since last year, I would come into work and see how guys put their hard hats on and just come to work. And they're totally focused on football from the time they enter that facility to the time they leave. And, you know, it's pretty exciting for me because it sets a good example for me as a young guy. You know, I can look up to these guys and see how hard they work and how much they cherish their jobs.
Season that you just had, in the break between, what specifically was something that you wanted to go down to Florida and work on?
You know, the coaches gave me a game plan. They told me, you know, just continue to just get quicker, be quicker in my decision making, getting the ball out faster, you know, keeping my elbow high when I'm throwing the ball. So, you know, little things that'll just make me better in the long run. And you know, those are some of the things I tried to perfect over the past 6 weeks.
Last couple for Teddy. How did you think the offseason went?
I think it went pretty good. I'm hiding all of my muscles under this sweater right now, but it went pretty good. Putting some quality work, you know, even, you know, besides Miami, you know, in South Florida, down back in OTAs and everything, it was just pretty exciting. You know, we put in some good work, developed some chemistry, and it's pretty exciting. There we go. A-P. There we go.